USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic frontrunner for the White House is calling on President Trump to move more quickly in combating the coronavirus pandemic in the United States.
Speed matters. We know that you can't go too fast. It's about going too slow.
That's Joe Biden speaking from his home in Delaware on MSNBC, also accusing President Trump of issuing conflicting and confusing statements about the virus over the past few weeks. Biden argued that Trump needs to, quote, step up and do his job and stop campaigning. Congressman Mark Meadows about to start a new job at the White House to become President Trump's fourth chief of staff effective today, giving his resignation letter to the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last night. He's been representing North Carolina's 11th district for about 7 years. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Federal Reserve economist in St. Louis is predicting that the United States could see an unemployment rate of over 32% in the second quarter, saying 47 million workers may be laid off because of the coronavirus outbreak. Millions of Americans have already been laid off as states and localities are shutting down non-essential businesses and Americans are avoiding public gathering spots trying to contain the spread of the virus. A Florida pastor is facing charges for holding church services during the virus outbreak. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown was arrested yesterday after ignoring social distancing orders with a packed service at his Tampa Bay megachurch the previous day. Howard Brown was charged with unlawful assembly and violation of public health rules. Kansas is the latest state to change its Democratic primary because of the pandemic. Now it's going to be conducted completely by mail. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump clashing with a familiar media foe at yesterday's coronavirus update. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
At the event in the Rose Garden, the president calling on CNN's Jim Acosta during the Q&A period.
What do you say to Americans who believe that you got this wrong?
And I do want them to stay calm, and we are doing a great job. If you look at those individual statements, they're all true. Stay calm. It will go away. You know it is going away, and it will go away, and we're going to have a great victory. And it's people like you and CNN that say things like that. It's why people just don't want to listen to CNN anymore. You could ask a normal question. The statements I made are, I want to keep the country calm. I don't want panic in the country. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player. But you know what? I don't want to do that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Netflix docuseries Tiger King is drawing the attention of Florida law enforcement, which now wants the public to give new leads on the case of Don Lewis, the husband of Carol Baskin. Baskin is featured in Tiger King and has been missing since 1997. And Dolly Parton is reading kids' books every Thursday to help pass the time while everyone sits in isolation. The YouTube channel series Good Night with Dolly starts on Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on her Imagination Library channel. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.